At a recent conference held by the teachers group Educators for Excellence, State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elias says she plans to try to convince parents not to have their children repeat this year's boycott of standardized tests associated with the Common Core learning standards. Those opt-outs resulted in 20% of students statewide not taking the tests.
I think opt-out is something that is not reasonable.
Elia told the group that schools with very high opt-out rates are put at a disadvantage because they don't have the data to help children who may be struggling with specific learning skills. The commissioner says she hopes she can explain that to school leaders, teachers, and parents over the coming months, who she says might not be aware of that. Elia told Politico New York that she's putting together a toolkit to help school superintendents reverse the boycotts in their schools, and she's been talking to the education department's legal staff in order to provide the school administrators with more information on laws requiring that the exams be administered and taken. Those remarks set off some state lawmakers. Assemblyman Jim Tedisco spent a decade as a special education teacher in the Schenectady school system.
I call this the goon squad. We're going to take all these laws, bring the lawyers in to the administrative areas of these school districts, and enlighten the superintendents and the principals, and they're going to intimidate the parents now.
Assemblyman Bill Nojay, a Republican from the Rochester area who describes himself as libertarian-leaning, was never a teacher, but his mother was one. He says education officials should be listening to the parents instead.
I think the parents, the teachers, and the students have got more than enough information. They understand what the issues are. They've been fighting this issue and educating themselves on it for over a year now. They don't need somebody who's new to New York State to say, listen to me, I know better than you do.
A spokesman for Commissioner Elia says the toolkit has been misunderstood and that it will not be a means to coerce parents into having their children take the tests. It will instead be suggestions and information school superintendents can use to better inform parents about the value of the assessments. The materials might include, for example, a sample parent report to show parents the kind of feedback they'd receive if their children take the tests. Assemblyman Tedisco is the sponsor of a bill to allow parents to legally opt their children out of the tests. He says the larger issue is whether New York has become too reliant on the exams for students and to evaluate teachers.
What they want them to do is back off of these tests, use them as a diagnostic tool, but not as a tool to stigmatize kids or to stigmatize educators.
Assemblyman Nojay and Tedisco are in the minority in the assembly, where Democrats are in control. Many Democrats have also expressed concern about the tests, and Speaker Carl Hastie has said he won't judge parents who have their kids boycott the exams. The Democratic leader of the Senate, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, is also a former teacher. She voted against a budget bill that requires new teacher performance reviews to rely more heavily on standardized tests. Senator Stewart-Cousins, who has not taken a position on whether parents should opt their children out of the tests, spoke on the subject earlier this year.
It's sending a message, and hopefully, again, we will find ways to encourage the best of our teachers, the best in our students, and create an environment which is focusing on learning and not just chronic test taking.
Whether the boycott movement grows in the new school year or education officials can successfully talk parents out of opting out remains to be seen. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.